In 2008, Vermont became the first state to make breakfast free for all students who qualified for the reduced price program. Now, a new law in the state expands that to include school lunches. Governor Peter Shumlin and State Education Secretary Armando Villaseca were at the Berry Elementary School this morning to highlight expansion of the law to include lunches. Vermont Agency of Education Child Nutrition Program Director Lori Colgan, a member of the School Nutrition Association of Vermont, explains that many schools were having difficulty collecting money owed for meals.
When folks started looking at those numbers, they discovered that a lot of these were reduced price eligible families. At that point, they thought, well, this might be a great opportunity to invest a little money to make sure that this audience of students has access to school lunches as well as school breakfasts. Once the state implemented the reduced price breakfast at no charge for children, we saw an increase in participation in that program.
The same result is anticipated with the expansion to include no-charge lunches. Colgan estimates that about 6,000 more reduced-price eligible students will now have access to no-charge lunches. That will bring to 37,000 the total number of children who are eligible to have free breakfast and lunch during the school day in Vermont schools. Vermont School Boards Association Executive Director Stephen Dale notes that before Vermont passed its new law, data showed that if a student was in a reduced cost category, they were less likely to take advantage of the meal program.
The thought was, if you are low enough income to qualify for either free or reduced lunch, that to make that distinction and have a number of students not taking advantage of lunch based on the data that we had, that made no sense, that for relatively small investment, that all the students that fell into that middle category could simply have their lunch costs covered. Obviously, the theory being that nutritious meals are obviously critical for all of us to be at our top level of performance.
Vermont Principals Association Executive Director Ken Page says for those in poverty, the free meals will make a huge difference in achievement and helps their families financially.
I had the opportunity the summer before to talk to the Educational Opportunities Working Group that was headed up by the Jeffords Center, and they asked me what one thing they could do in order to really make a difference for kids in poverty. And the thing I said at the time was, feed the kids, because I literally would see kids get off the bus in the morning ready to run over each other just to get to the cafeteria to get food. We all know that when kids are hungry, they don't perform their best at all, and it's not fair for kids to be able to not have food in the house and to come to school hungry and not be able to think.
A link for information on Vermont's school nutrition programs is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.